Lesson 7. The Midas Touch. It is sometimes said of people who are good at making money that everything they touch turns to gold. Such people are said to have the Midas Touch, an expression that comes from an ancient Greek myth. The Greek god Dionysus was visiting Phrygia, now part of Turkey, when his companion Silenus wandered off and got lost, arriving sometime later at the court of King Midas. Having had too much to drink, he slipped off his donkey and fell asleep on the ground. When King Midas came upon him, he recognized Silenus at once and felt privileged to receive a visit from the friend of a god. King Midas was determined to make his guest's stay a pleasant one. Midas's daughter presented Silenus with garlands made from flowers she herself had picked. Slaves fell prostrate to the ground when he passed and rushed to obey his every whim. Musicians filled the air with sweet music wherever he went, and every night the king honored Silenus with a lavish banquet at which the most delectable dishes were served. In short, Midas did everything he could think of to gratify his guest. The revelries continued until Dionysus finally arrived in search of his companion. Dionysus told Midas that in return for his kindness to Silenus, he could have anything he wanted. Now, King Midas loved gold almost as much as he loved his own daughter, so he did not stop to ponder Dionysus' offer. "Make everything I touch turn to gold," he said. When Dionysus suggested that Midas was being impetuous, the king haughtily rejected the suggestion. He was too proud to take advice from anyone, even a god. He refused to change his mind, and so Dionysus granted him his wish. Eager to try out his new power, King Midas rushed into the garden as soon as his visitors had left and plucked an apple from a tree. In an instant, it turned to gold. The king was in a state of rapture. He called out to his daughter and flung his arms around her as he told her the good news. To his consternation, she instantly turned into a gold statue. King Midas was aghast when he saw the consequences of his greed. He beseeched Dionysus to take back his gift. Dionysus agreed to do so, and he also restored the king's daughter to her human state. As for King Midas, he learned this important lesson: be careful what you ask for. You might get it.